We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll just, for our purposes, we'll just use your guys' numbers. I mean, those are trustworthy and whatnot. I'm not disputing that. I was just curious as to why there would be such a discrepancy. But aside from that, so national average is up a little bit from last week. Can you just talk about what you're seeing, what trend you guys are seeing as far as gas prices on a week-to-week basis this winter?
So gas prices at the national level did jump up almost 1 cent. So if you round it out, it's up 1 penny since last week. And it's hard to say exactly what a 1 penny increase would be from, but we are seeing a lot of changes as far as global demand. With the coronavirus out there, there's a lower demand in China. A lot of production has slowed down and things like that, and they're the second largest oil-using country out there after the United States. So that has something to do with it. At the same time, oil prices have started to uptick. They have been dropping in recent weeks, and they're starting to go up a little bit, and that could be why that penny increase is reflected in the national price.
The New York average at 261, but it looks like Western New York, for the most part, is under that. Would there be a specific reason why that is?
So the New York State average would include New York City and downstate, along with all the upstate areas. A gas is always more expensive in places like Long Island, New York City, Westchester County.
And then last year, it seems like everything is up pretty considerably compared to last year at this time. What are the factors that go into that? I'm seeing about 13 cents, I believe, 14 cents. The New York average is up compared to this time last year.
Yeah, we're definitely paying more than we were last year at this time. And a few things came into play with that. And the price of oil, which directly affects how much we pay at the pump for gasoline. So we had hoped that gas prices would be lower at this point. But then if you remember, a few weeks back, there was a lot of turmoil in the Middle East. There were a lot of issues there. Things like that send gas prices up, and it takes a long time to recover from that. We're still using the winter blend of fuel, so that's cheaper to produce. So these are some of the cheapest prices we're going to see this year. Today's President's Day, a lot of people are traveling for midwinter February break, so that demand is up there, and that plays a role into gas prices. As we get into the spring, the prices will go up because summer blend fuel is more expensive to make. And, of course, there's always a higher demand when it gets warmer and more people are traveling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.